What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is Javonte Williams being drafted too high? Where should you look to take him in an upcoming draft? And why he has a legitimate case as a top five running back in 2022? We're going to talk about all that and more right now. Welcome in. Let's just get right into it. So Javonte Williams is probably one of the more polarizing players heading into draft season here next month. You know, we're only really about a week away from training camp beginning. And, you know, this is going to be a guy that's going to be closely monitored, especially through training camp, preseason. This is a pretty easy situation here for Javonte Williams. Now, the case against him all offseason has been, well, Melvin Gordon is still there. Melvin Gordon, they split touches last year. But there's just no context behind that whatsoever because, one, this is a completely different coaching staff. Like, this isn't the same coaching staff as last year. This is a completely different offense. Russell Wilson is now the starting quarterback here. Nathaniel Hackett is now the head coach. Like, this is just a completely different system, right? And not to mention the fact that nobody even mentions the fact that they literally let Melvin Gordon walk, and he sat there for a couple of months, could have signed with anybody, and then they brought him back on a super cheap deal. And so this whole entire argument for people that, oh, well, it's going to be a 50-50 split again, is just truly ridiculous, right? So let's just go back and look at a little bit of 2021 as well. You know, yes, they split opportunities. Javonte Williams had 50% of the opportunities. Melvin Gordon had 52% of the opportunities. Javonte Williams had 11.9 carries, 3.1 targets per game, 903 rushing yards, 316 receiving yards, 7 touchdowns, good for 12.1 fantasy points per game. Now, he was far more efficient running back as well, 17 yards per route run with a 10% target share. He was also 7th in yards created, 2nd avoided tackles per attempt, and 2nd in missed tackles forced as well. You compare that to Melvin Gordon, who averaged just a little bit more, 12.7 carries per game, 2.4 targets per game. He also had 919 rushing yards, 200 receiving yards, and 10 touchdowns to go along with a 0.97 yards per route run, which is dreadful, 8.1% target share, and 26th in yards created per attempt. So obviously Javonte Williams is a far more productive one. Currently at ADP right now, Javonte Williams on Underdog Fantasy is going 24.5. Melvin Gordon is going 109.5. Compare that to Fantasy Pros, you know, season along, he's going 20th overall. We're starting to see him slip a little bit further down because I think some people are starting to buy more into this narrative that it's going to be a 50-50 split. He is now starting to go after guys like Aaron Jones, DeAndre Swift, Leonard Fournette. All those guys are going ahead of him. And then you have Melvin Gordon going 96th overall. And I expect, Javonte Williams, I think he settles in as kind of a late second, early third, where you have Melvin Gordon coming in probably, you know, probably somewhere right around the same, probably 8th, 9th round. So, you know, you look at the two, right? And there's one narrative that I continue to hear as well, is that Nathaniel Hackett favors a committee approach. And it's just not true, right? One is just recency bias. We're coming off where he was in Green Bay last year, where if you look at the chart here that we have up, I mean, if you look at it in Green Bay last year, yes, it was a true split. 223 for Aaron Jones, 221 for AJ Dillon. But in the years past, like we see here, almost 6 of the 8 years, he has favored a true RB1 going back to 2013 with Buffalo. Because if you look at this, 2020 in Green Bay, 2019 in Green Bay, you know, Aaron Jones completely led his backfield in touches. And then you go back to Jacksonville. Now, Jacksonville 2018 should have an asterisk next to it because Leonard Fournette only played in 8 games that year. But he during that time, he averaged 19.5 touches per game. So he was still the lead back, but he just got hurt that year. And then the same thing, 2017, 2016 was some terrible running backs in Jacksonville that year. And then you go back to Buffalo, kind of the same thing. When you look at 2013, that was Fred Jackson, who was 33 years old, competing with C.J. Spiller there in a true split. And then 2014 was Fred Jackson again, and C.J. Spiller got hurt, only played 9 games. So as we could tell, like, he has favored a workhorse running back. He has a true RB1. This isn't a situation where every year you're looking at a true split. And so this is why I believe that I think it's pretty easy to make a case that Javonte Williams probably comes in this year and gets, I would say at the very least early on, 60 to 65% of the opportunities. But I think by the end of the year, you're looking at 70% of this backfield going to Javonte Williams. He's the better running back. Melvin Gordon is coming up on the age 30 season. He is declining in terms of efficiency. Yes, he was good in terms of raw numbers last year, in terms of just volume. But I think this is where we see the split. Like, they didn't trade up into the second round last year to get Javonte Williams to once again be a 50-50 split. Javonte Williams is the better running back. Draft him with confidence, because honestly, if things go the way that I think we're starting to hear from beat reporters too out of Denver, that Javonte Williams is going to be the lead back here, then we're looking at a guy who has top five upside. Like, this very well even could be a type of situation much similar to Jonathan Taylor last year. Because you look at Jonathan Taylor heading into 2021, it was a lot of people really nervous about Nyheim Hines. There was a lot of talk about Nyheim Hines being heavily involved. And so I think that kind of, you know, held down Jonathan Taylor's ADP, who ended up going like RB11, RB12, very similar to where Javonte Williams is going. And it's kind of a similar situation here in Denver. So listen, I am drafting Javonte Williams, especially if you can get him late second, early third. I think that's great value there with getting a guy like this who has such a high ceiling, is such a great running back. Don't be worried about all the negativity coming about, you know, in terms of Javonte Williams. Don't buy that. Fade the noise. By the hype, I'm all in on Javonte Williams in 2022. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye.
Are you listening? Damn. Yeah. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.